This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A New Mexico congressman has been informed that the FBI is gathering information that could turn into a criminal investigation of a state university and a late-term abortion clinic with alleged ties to the abortion specimen procurement business. And two Southern California abortion specimen brokers are closing after an Orange County DA alleged that skyrocketing profits showed illegal specimen profiteering that went far beyond merely abortion politics. A Seattle study that found no risk of breast cancer from new lower-dose hormone contraceptives is being harshly challenged. A new, larger study from Denmark examined a vastly more comprehensive data set and found that each of the seven types of low-dose hormone contraceptives do indeed come with breast cancer risk. And kudos to major media outlets, while some allege health benefits behind contraceptives, most present the artificial hormone cancer risk reasonably. This is Life News Radio. Everyone should know important phone numbers. A young child learns how to call their parents. We should all know how to call our members of Congress. 202-224-3121. Call them often when you hear congressional news that concerns you. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, African Archbishop Thomas Masusa is pushing back against powerful interests trying to increase eugenic abortions there. And it might not be good for business, but U.S. abortion clinics coast to coast are in for a treat. Christmas carolers are mobilizing to bring more, shall we say, life to their neighborhoods. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.